استغفر الله استغفر الله واساله التوبه. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا انه لا يحب المسرفين. سلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Friday the best of the day of believers, the day of worship, the day of gathering, the day of dua, the day of celebration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His bounties upon all believers, especially you, brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all calamities from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give quick recovery to all those who are sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. One of His great favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this universe, this has made this earth, and everything that was necessary for our life, for our requirement, has been provided already. But we are not here to waste our life, to our time, our resources, because whatever has been provided on the earth, some is for us and rest is for others. And others, some of them are living nowadays, and most of others will come in future. So we need to secure something for future generations. And when we are not wasting and we are restoring something or saving something for future generation, this is also a kind of sadaqah jariya and baqiyat salihat. So instead of wasting the things, we need to save something for the coming generation. So while we are living, and if we use according to our needs, so inshallah we will have long life and healthy life. But if we will be extravagant, we will waste the things, then possibly we will suffer a lot of diseases and problems, and we will die soon. So we are cutting our life, we are making horrible our health, at the same time we are wasting the things. So why not? We should try to secure the future of coming generation, we should try to protect our health, and also we should protect our future by stopping wastage of things, and inshallah we all will be rewarded in Allah Barzakh in the day of judgment as well.
Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So one of the disease and human being problem we are going to discuss today, that is also related with our lifestyle, and up to some extent that is also related with our food as well. But this is a growing problem, and that is arthritis. In UK, almost 10 million people, they are having this difficulty. One out of every 5 person is having arthritis. And this is growing. And arthritis is not only a disease of old age people, but even the children they have. Nowadays, almost 12,000 children in UK, they are suffering with arthritis. What is arthritis? This is inflammation of joints. And alhamdulillah, we have lots of joints. Most of the joints are the big joints, you know. But there are many other joints as well. So just in hand, you will have more than 20 joints. So almost we have 260 bones, and where our 2 bones or 3 bones are getting closer to each other, so there is joint. So we have plenty of joints, and most people with arthritis will experience pain and difficulty moving around. We cannot cure. Until today, we don't have any medicine, anything by which we can cure this disease totally. But what we can do, that is we can control some of the symptoms and continue to have good quality of life with the help of different methods or different surgeries or different medicine. There are over 200 kinds of rheumatic diseases. Rheumatic means pain. Over 200 diseases we human being can suffer having pain, but well known of them are osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, but some other types, reactive arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis and fibromyalgia and gout, polymyalgia and psoriatic arthritis and arthritis in children. So these are few well-known types of arthritis, but still there are many other types as well. So arthritis is not only the disease of older people, but it can affect the people of all ages and in the children as well. It is not clear the causes of arthritis, but there is no cure at present. Generally, most people will feel a level of, usually these are the symptoms, those people who are having arthritis. Number one, they will feel discomfort. Number two, the pain. Number three, they will have stiffness in the joints. And number four, inflammation, weakness, and muscles wasting. Arthritis pain can take many forms. Sometimes this pain is persistent. Continuously the people are feeling pain. And sometimes this is sharp, stabbing pain. So it depends, it differs from person to person. So one can have one type of pain, other can have the other type of pain. So usually in UK, Wales and Scotland, because the people who are suffering from arthritis, most of the time they have to take a lot of painkillers and other treatment as well. So prescription in England, for every medicine you have to pay £740. But in Wales and Scotland, all type of prescription are free of cost. And education over there is also, uni education, that is also free of cost. But if you are living in England, then you have to pay for your prescription and you have to pay for your education if you are going into the university. But just for general information, maybe you know, and those who don't know, those people who are using 4 or more than 4 medicine in a month, in 4 weeks time, then if they get a prescription repayment certificate, PPC, if they get that certificate, then any number of medicine you are getting in a month, you will pay only 29 pound. And if you are regularly using the medicine throughout the year, and throughout the year, if you are getting medicine more than 15 times or more than 15 medicine you are getting in a year, so then you can get the PPC for 1 year, and for 1 year you will pay only 104 pound. So this is something, if you don't know, so you can use this facility. But those people who are having low income, so already they can get the card from NHS and they will not pay for the prescription of the medicine. So as I told you, arthritis, there is no treatment at all. And this is not specific for a particular age. A child can have, a young person can have, and the old person can have. Usually, the people who are older, they are having arthritis more as compared to the young age or the age of the infants or children. Medicine usually which are given, mainly they are the painkillers, just to stop or reduce the pain. And some other medicine like brufen. Brufen is painkiller as well as that also control the inflammation or swelling of the joints. Another type of medicine, and that is very fast reacting medicine, that is the steroids. So steroids are also given to the people who are having arthritis, but using steroid for a long time, that will cause a lot of side effects. So anyone who is using arthritis, it is better to avoid using steroids continuously for a long time. But if there is no other option, then according to the advice of doctor, patients can continue. But as a whole, we need to be careful in using of steroids. So this was about the medicine. Then other treatment that is provided to the patient, that is through the surgery. One surgery that is usually being done, that is the arthroplasty. And in that surgery, joint is removed. So usually, when I am saying joint is removed, mean bones are there and bones will be there. In between two bones, there are membrane and cartilage. So with the help of ligament, ligaments are like screw. So joining the two bones together. Cartilage is in between two bones, and that is protecting from the friction. When we are moving, when we are running, when the weight is coming on the bones, so these are cartilage who are supporting in between two bones and avoiding the fracture or the friction that can occur in between the two bones. That is the job of cartilage. Then next to the cartilage, there is synovial membrane. Synovial membrane is making like a cup, and in the membrane, again, there is synovial fluid. So this is the, you can say, chemistry that has been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different layers which are supporting our movement, our body, and our structure to carry on walking and everything. So cartilage, and then is the synovial membrane. Inside the synovial membrane, there is liquid that is called synovial fluid. So synovial fluid is also helping to stop or remove the friction. And at the same time, different kinds of strokes or different kinds of movement, and sometimes people are falling or picking up a lot of weight. So then the cartilage and synovial membrane and the fluid, that is helping. So when we say there is one of the treatment for the arthritis, that is the replacement of the joint. Replacement means replacement of cartilage or synovial fluid or synovial membrane. The other treatment that is usually provided, that is the joint fusion, other name is arthrodesis. And the third type of treatment that could be provided, that is osteotomy. And In this process, in this surgery, the bone is cut down and realigned. So sometimes they cut a little bit part, sometimes more part, and realign this bone. So this is what up to date, as the name of treatment that is provided to the patient, but still there is no 100% cure for those who are having arthritis. And other treatment that is sometimes also used, that is heat and cold therapy. And this heat and cold therapy, what is the benefit? Both heat or cold, that is stimulating the body of the patient healing force. For instance, heat dilates the blood vessels, stimulate blood circulation and reduce the muscle spasm. So this is the benefit of heat. So that's why it also alters the sensation of pain. So you can either use the dry heat such as heating pads or heating lamps, or the moist heat such as warm bath, or sometimes heated face cloths. So this was related with the heat. So you are providing heat to your joints or as a whole to your body, and in this way you are stimulating your blood circulation and reducing your muscle spasm and the pain in your body or into the joint. The other method that is used, that is the cold compresses, reduce the swelling by constricting blood vessels. The first one was stimulating or dilating the blood vessel with the heat, and while you are providing the cold compresses, so that constrict the blood vessels and reduce the swelling of the joint. Also, while cold packs may be uncomfortable at first, and they can numb deep pain. So this was the benefit those people who are suffering with the arthritis or the pain into their joints. So at home, they can use these two techniques. One is the heat technique and other is the cold technique. But the other thing, that is the precaution, how we can protect ourselves not having this problem. This is not 100%, this is not for everyone. But those people who are overweight, if they reduce their weight, they can reduce arthritis. Especially the old age arthritis, most of the time that is related with the overweight. So if we are able to reduce our weight, then we can reduce the tendency or frequency of pains of arthritis. Number two, that is the mobility. If we carry on doing exercise regularly or the movement of our joint, we can also reduce arthritis. Number three, that is the use of milk. So this is something, this is the first food of all of us. The natural food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has managed and provided to everyone. This is the milk of mother, the infants are taking. So this food, it is not only for the children. Milk is for everyone. And milk is a food that has all ingredients of our food. We need carbohydrates, we need fats, we need protein, we need vitamins, we need calcium, we need water. And all of those ingredients and constituents are included into the milk. So anyone who is having milk, it means he is having the best of the food. So according to my advice, from birth until the death, one should carry on taking milk regularly. So those people who are drinking milk regularly, inshallah, they will not have, or if they will have arthritis, that will be with less intensity. So this is the way how we can reduce, or how we can protect our generation. Especially we should be very, very careful for our children. Maybe in first year or second year of their life, they are drinking milk, and after that they stopped. And our children usually, they take fizzy drinks or juices. So they are also unhealthy foods. We are wasting our money, we are wasting the health of our children. So instead of giving juices and fizzy drinks, we have to provide milk to our children at least one glass a day. Maybe more than that, but at least one glass a day. We should make sure everyone should take it, and inshallah, in this way we can reduce the intensity of arthritis. Or we can, for example, if a person is going to have arthritis at the age of 40, so by use of milk, maybe he will have at the age of 60. But as a whole, as I told you, sometimes this is a genetic problem, but sometimes due to weather and different reason, anyone who is having arthritis, there is no cure, 100%, but at least with different techniques and with different kind of food. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. You have to eat, you have to drink, but don't waste. So instead of drinking fizzy drinks, and instead of drinking juices, why not we have to drink water, and why not we have to drink milk, so that we should be able to keep healthy ourselves, we will be able to introduce a healthy culture for our coming generations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do this best of the precaution and to introduce this precaution in our lives. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق وواعث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين آل القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم عجل ظهورا انه يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لانعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونرم أمركم. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم. At the day of judgment, everybody will be called with the name of his Imam. We need to follow a divine Imam we need to follow a divine leader, someone who has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in democratic world, anyone we are going to elect, maybe we are supporter, we are followers, we are lover of a leader, but after 3 years, 4 years, so this is the nature of democracy, and this is also the defects of human being, or different issues with their decisions. Usually people, they start talking against them after 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So Tony Blair, he was a famous leader in UK, but after a few years, people stood up against him due to his decisions or due to his mistakes. So as a whole, we human being, we are full of errors. But someone who has been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is not like us. He is infallible, he is divine leader, and he is perfect from the errors. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who commanded us to be believer and to believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Tawheed, at the same time he said, we need to believe in all messengers. We need to believe in all divine guides. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left this mankind without divine leader. When he was sending first person on the land, he made that first person as the divine leader as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left the mankind without divine leader. And today, almost we are 6 billion. And if we think there is no divine leader, then we are wrong. When there was one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced the divine leadership at that time, how could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep empty this world without the divine leader? So that's why Quran, and this is a challenge of Quran, an open announcement and advice of Quran, يَوْمَ نَدُوا كُلَّ عُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. At the day of judgment, everybody will be called, will be introduced, or will be called by the name of his Imam. So that's why the Imam of today, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, after him he will have 12 successors, 12 khulafa, 12 Imam, and the last of them, the 12th of them, his name will be on his name, his title will, his nickname will be on his nickname. So Imam Mahdi, this is title. But his actual name is Muhammad, and he is the son of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. And his nickname is also Abul Qasim, who was born in 255 Hijra in Samarra. And from that time up to today, and the 15th of Sha'ban, that is his birthday. So these days are days of celebration, the days of Imam of our time. We need to know him. We need to read more about him. Because definitely at the day of judgment, we all will be questioned, who was your Imam, to who you were following? So someone who was introduced by our Prophet, and he told different signs and symbols of his personality. And again in Quran, in Surah Qad, Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَرُّوهُ فِيهَا. Who is that personality even today? And this is fi'l mudhari. Mudhari is present and future tense. So when Quran is saying, every Laylatul Qadr, every night of Laylatul Qadr, angels and ruh, they are coming down. Who is that personality upon whom these angels, Jibra'il alayhi salam and the ruh, is coming? And that is the personality of Imam of the time, and that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But what we need to be a true level. We need to read those verses. We need to read those dua which are related with Imam. We have to give some sadaqah. We have to pray for him. And best of the dua, afzal al-dua, al-faraj. The best of the dua in tadar al-faraj. We have to wait for him. And you know, sometimes some of our friends or relatives, they have given us time, they are coming to visit us, and if they are coming late, we are very anxious. We are moving here and there and waiting for them. But are we waiting like that for our Imam? If not, then it means we are not true lovers and true followers of Imam. So we need to improve our love. We need to make ourselves perfect followers of Imam, and inshallah, all blessings and favors we are getting, that is due to his existence. So we should be thankful to him, and all of our actions are being presented to him. So whatever we are sending or presenting to him, we need to be very careful what we are doing. We should not commit any sin or anything that is going to annoy him. And anything that is going to annoy him, it is also going to annoy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And last few days, in different parts of the world, different incidents are being happen. And really, we are very sad, we are very worried. In Burma, the Buddhist and the army government has killed in a few weeks more than 28,000 Muslims. If you see the photos, hundreds of dead bodies are on the land. They are coming, putting on fire and killing everyone. Rohingya tribes, Muslims, they are living over there for many, many centuries. The United Nations is silent. Human rights organizations are silent. Even Muslim countries, no one is raising voice for this massacre of mankind. So 20,000 Muslims being killed in a few weeks. So this is not a small figure. If in Western world, one person is being died, so then you can observe how media is reacting. Our Muslims are not human beings. Their lives are not as important as the life of other people. So why United Nations and human rights organization and media of the world, especially the Muslim rulers and their media is silent for the innocent killing of this person in Burma? So likewise yesterday in Lahore, more than 8 policemen have been killed by terrorists. The day, few days ago, in Noshki in Quetta, a scholar and another young person has been killed. And then they have given press release in the media and the newspaper. And in that press release they have written, "We slaughtered these two persons as Muslims slaughter the animal according to Islamic way." Where is this Islamic way to kill the people, to slaughter like animals? Quran says, if you are killing one person, that is equal to qatala nasa jamia. You have killed all mankind, and if you have protected and saved one person, you have saved all mankind. And also in the eastern part of the Saudi Arabia, a well-known scholar, Sheikh Al-Namar, so he has been wounded and injured, and maybe he has been died right now. Very, very well known person. And 80% of fuel and oil and gas of Saudi Arabia, that is being extracted from that area. And in that companies and in the offices, all those people who are working over there, they are following of Sheikh Al-Namar. And you can see that how worst is the situation of human rights in Bahrain. The people who are injured in the jails, nobody is allowed to give them treatment. Nobody is allowed to spread their message. And you can see in Syria how the world and the different armies and different governments, they are trying to topple the government of Syria. So all these things that is happening around us, really these are horrible. And as a Muslim, we need to think where we are staying. First of all, those who are oppressed, we need to support them. We need to help them. We need to raise voice for them. Ye mazloom jo duniya mein jahan jahan bhi mare ja rahe hain, hame zarurat hai ki hum unki madad kare, unke liye awaaz uthaye. Media mein bahut sara media hum bhi use kar sakte hain, email ke zariye, Facebook ke zariye, mukhtalif petitions ke zariye bahut kuch hum khud kar sakte hain. Jo kuch hum kar sakte hain hame karna chahiye, world ko inform karna chahiye, is zulm ke khilaf awaaz uthana chahiye. Aur hum sab milkar mazloomon ki jo bhi jahan bhi, Islam to kehta hai agar ek janwar bhi mazloom hai to us par zulm ko band hona chahiye aur zalimon ke haathon ko rokna chahiye, chahe jaye ke insaan, chahe jaye ke musalman. Hame sab inka khayal rakhna hai. Aur sabse badhkar aage jo mahina aane wala hai, wah mubarak Ramadan, hame uske liye taiyari karni hai. Aur ye taiyari tabhi hogi ke jab hum zulm aur ziyadati aur jhoot aur fasad aur gunah aur shaitan ki pairvi ko chhod kar اپنے نفس کو کنٹرول کریں, اپنی یہ نفسانی خواہشات اور حیوانی خواہشات کو کنٹرول کریں اور اپنے نفس کو اللہ کا مطیع بنائیں, اور اس کے بعد تزکیہ نفس کے ساتھ انشاءاللہ ماہ مبارک رمضان کو ویلکم کریں, اور اس میں انسان توبہ بھی کرے, انسان دوسروں کی ہیلپ بھی کرے, انسان اپنا تزکیہ نفس بھی کرے, اور جب عید سیلیبریٹ کرے تو وہ اس حوالے سے خوش ہو اور کہہ سکے کہ اے اللہ میں نے توبہ بھی سچی کر لی, میں نے اپنے گناہ بھی بخشوانے کی کوشش کی, میں نے تیرے بندوں کی بھی مدد اور خدمات کرنے کی کوشش کی, اور میں نے حقیقت میں تیرا مہمان بننے کی کوشش کی, اور یقیناً تو بہت اچھا میزبان ہے. اور انشاءاللہ ماہ مبارک رمضان کی تمام برکات پروردگار ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے, پروردگار ہم سب کو روزے رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, مسکینوں کی, غریبوں کی, یتیموں کی, مظلوموں کی ماہ مبارک رمضان میں مدد کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے, اور سب سے بڑھ کر وقت امام حضرت امام زمان علیہ السلام کا جلد ظہور فرمائے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, انا اعطیناک القوثر فصلی لربک وانہر ان شانئک هو الابتر.